Hello, I am Mary from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in Texas today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Okay.
For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Not driving.
Okay. Thank you very much. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Thank you. Of all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all of your calls on a cell phone?
All on my cell phone.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
81.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Trade school.
Would you say a vocational training school, 2-year college degree, or a 4-year college degree?
Trade vocational school.
Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Approve.
But between these two options, would you say you strongly approve his job or somewhat approve his job?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Kamala Harrison.
But this is for the U.S. Congress. If the election for U.S. Congress... Sorry?
It'll be Democrat.
Democrat. Would you say definitely Democratic or probably Democratic?
Definitely Democratic.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read to you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether if you heard of this person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go to the next one. So the first name is Vicente Gonzalez. And would you say that you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable? Somewhat
no, favorable.
Okay. Okay. Will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next name is Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Nope. Disagree all the way, 100%.
So, well, we have somewhat unfavorable and very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next name, Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Mayra Flores.
Oh, my God, no. Which is the other option I have?
You have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And then we have Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very favorable.
In this case, you need to choose a number from 0 to 10. 10 is the highest.
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harrison.
Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Aldred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
I would say the first one.
Alfred, okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mayra Flores, Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
And would you say definitely Gonzalez or probably Gonzalez?
Definitely Gonzalez.
Thank you very much. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I guess I'm conservative in certain issues.
So would you say, on conservative, you have the option of very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, only Spanish at home?
Oh, my God. English and Spanish.
Equally?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. All right, with that, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.